two shots of vodka. Ooh, it's gonna be strong.
Who's up, baby?
Hello and welcome, everybody. Hello.
If you can hear
this, her. This is the booziest episode yet because I am drunk before we even started.
And that's great. And I think this is like something we need to do more often, yeah. Is get like pretty drunk before
instead of just getting drunk during. It's still fun. Yeah. But like,
no, I think it's a little bit more fun if we're drunk before. So welcome to another episode of Boozed Up Bitches. I'm Ange.
I'm Marissa.
And before we go into our topic, we're gonna try and start our episodes by reading emails and DMs from our listeners about times you've been drunk and done something either embarrassing, crazy,
wild, whatever,
or just plain shameful that you normally would like wake up the next day and say, I would never tell a soul.
Yeah.
But tell us and we will get it off your chest. Yes. And we will keep it anonymous if you want.
And if you don't want them, we'll just put your name out to the world.
Yeah, and do not act like you don't have a moment, because we all do.
Think really hard.
So you can go ahead and email us at boozedupbitches@gmail.com, but bitches without the I, so boozedupbtches@gmail.com. I'm getting really good at that.
Yeah, you really are. You're like podcasting genius over here.
All right, so we have two stories today
we're each gonna read one.
You can go ahead and read yours first. All right,
so mine comes from one of our listeners, Danielle. She said, hi, bitches, my drunk story, and you can use my name. I have no shame. That's
good
why
job,
I said her
Danielle.
Name. Yeah. No shame,
don't
girl.
Don't be shamed. No, because you don't. Yeah. We've all been there.
We've all had nights where
we just.
So, this is Danielle's drunk story. It gets me every time. So, basically, I decided to throw a party at my own house. Chill night, right? No. So I pretty much had all the girls over and a couple of my guy friends. Now, when I tell you my guy friends are alcoholics, they are raging alcoholics. So we play this game called 21, and this shit gets you fucked up. And so I have a horrible fucking memory. So I obviously sucked dick at this game, and every time you mess up, you fucking drink. So in this case, it was a shot of plain Svedka. The most disgusting shit ever. So whatever the game ends, I'm fucking feeling myself, and you know all alcohol tastes like water at this point, so I continue to drink anything and everything. My friend Jess makes a kick-ass buff chicken dip, and I was all over it, of course. So between that and literal alcohol poisoning, I died at my own house at, you guessed it, 10 p.m., I was in my bed with a guy, don't know, we were just cuddling, and I blacked out. Couldn't tell you when or how, but next thing I know, my friends are surrounding me, panicking, and all I remember is them carrying me out of my own room by my arms and legs and into the bathroom, and I was stripped of my clothing because I threw up all over them, and my bed and my floor and the area rug on my floor, cheers, and it was orange because of the buffalo chicken dip. So they wrapped me up in a blanket, and I blacked out again. Woke up at 3 a.m., didn't know who was in my house, who left, who went home, if my dog was still here, nothing. I felt sort of okay, walked downstairs, saw some of my friends passed out on my couch, and then they were like, holy fuck, she lives. And then I passed out again. And I woke up at 10 a.m., threw up in my kitchen sink, and drove my friend all the way back to Philly, still drunk. Amazing.
Oh, Danielle,
you are... just, you were something else.
Thank you for admitting this and sharing this story with us.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is pretty severe.
This is very severe.
And I'm really glad that, like, didn't end up at a night in the hospital and that you lived to tell the tale.
Yeah.
Because now we can all look back and laugh.
And I relate to this story a lot because I'm also that person that, like, the second I'm super drunk, I go right for the food,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just like,
I get very hungry when I'm drunk too.
So if I then do end up getting sick because I drink too much, it's all the food.
Yeah.
Like I remember, I was at a bar and they had like party mix out. Eating only the Cheetos of the bowl. And then got sick. So when I got home and threw up, it was just straight
Cheetos.
So don't worry, Danielle. God. I've done that. I've thrown up the orange. I've had the orange puke.
That's so funny.
But yeah. Try not to get alcohol poisoning in anybody. That scares me.
I'm like super happy because I feel like a lot of those can end up so bad. So like, thank God that like you just were still able to like function. Yeah. And I'm sure you learned from that. So like, cheers to you, honestly. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for sharing.
All right. So we got one more drunk story for y'all this evening. So, hey ladies. So my embarrassing drunk story begins with my cousin's 21st birthday party. She wanted to celebrate in the city, so despite the hassle of getting there, I made it work. My boyfriend and I took the train and ended up being an hour ahead of her and her other friends. Naturally, we killed the time by finding a bar that had half-off drinks. By the time my cousin arrived, we were already feeling it. We met her at another bar and, of course, had to have birthday shots. Long story short, $3 tequila shots are never a good choice. After losing track of time, my boyfriend and I ended up running to the train station, more like my friend had to drag me down the street, in the rain. We ended up buying train tickets, but the train had already left. We both were too drunk to figure out Uber, so my friend had to order us one. On the long drive home, I started to fall asleep. I tried to stay awake because every time I closed my eyes, I got extremely dizzy and nauseous. Unfortunately, I ended up passing out halfway home. Looking back, this was probably dangerous, but luckily our Uber driver was not a murderer or thief. Eventually, I wake back up while we're still on the highway, and I know the alcohol is not staying down. Even in my drunk state, I knew that Uber fees were ridiculous if you threw up in one, so I started to empty out a section of my purse. Silently, I threw up into my bag and zipped the vomit-filled section back up.
Oh, my God.
The Uber driver never found out, and I hate to admit, I still use that bag today.
Oh, my God. No.
Hey, you do what you gotta do to avoid those fines.
Bag would be
burnt, just incinerated. Just
gone. Hey, just out of my sight.
Sometimes the bag is too cute to let go.
Oh my God. No, I can't.
Are the fees? They're like,
I don't know. Like, I actually, I had a friend who threw up in an Uber and it cost her $80.
$80?
And it was barely throw up. Yeah. It was like spit.
Oh, God.
It was, when I mean that, I don't mean, like, what it looked. I mean, like, literally, she didn't, like, have a huge pile. She literally, I think she, like, was able to catch it, but, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. That's crazy. Don't Uber if you can't deal with people. That's why I don't Uber.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. When you're in a different state and you gotta get home, the trains ain't running. You gotta do what you gotta do.
I can't.
Anyway, so, you know, you're not alone, so you email us your stories.
Yes, we need more.
Yeah,
we'll keep them
anonymous if you don't want the world to know who you are. If you think someone's going to find out.
Yeah. Please let us know.
So, yeah, so just email us your drunk stories at boozedupbtches@gmail.com.
Thank you. Okay. All right, so today, no guests. You get Angie and Marissa.
One-on-one.
Now, just so you guys know, we have recorded a few by ourselves. They have not worked. And this time, it is going to work.
Yeah.
Okay?
We're not going to put 15 hours into editing and then it goes in the trash anyway. Yes. This is going to be...
This is it. This is their... Like, well, maybe we'll do more in the future, but never the way that we did it before.
Yeah.
So, this is it. And we're sorry for the confusion. We're sorry for the lateness. But we're here now. And be happy
Welcome.
Because we're happy that we're finally getting it done and out.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah. So, we have talked about this before. And we're talking about it again. But you guys haven't heard it. We've just heard it. So, we're going to try being original as possible. And that's why I'm already drunk.
And we are drunk on, speaking of which, strawberry mango fizz, which is a recipe we came up with on our own. Mm-hmm. It is gluten-free.
Of course.
So it's two shots of pineapple. No, it's actually called mango pineapple. Mango comes first. Svedka. That is the key to all my drinks, using the flavored Svedka. Because
buy bigger, spend less money in the end.
Yeah, exactly. Then fill your cup half up with strawberry kiwi seltzer. It's sugar-free, so you won't get that hangover. Mm-hmm. And top it off with strawberry peach juice.
Yeah. You don't like juice, just do the seltzer. Cuts out all that sugar if you're diabetic. At Jimmy. Again. And if you like the sugar, then, and you don't want the fizz or nothing, screw the seltzer. Just throw the juice. You mix it up how you like, girl, mm-hmm. boy, whoever you are.
Whoever you are. All right. So now that we're nice and
them.
Toasty on our fizzy,
toasty.
We're ready to dive into toasty. This. So we're talking about the 10 most common phobias.
Yes.
This is going to be a lot of fun to pronounce these names while drunk.
Because yes.
Because they're freaking long.
That is for show.
And we have not practiced them.
No. So nope, not at all. This is just because we read them before does not mean that it's
we know what they
help.
Mean. Yeah, well, things,
yep.
How to pronounce them. But
yeah.
Do you know, so. Wait, before we even go into this, I'm just thinking of this. Do you know what your, like, biggest fear is?
Oh, yeah.
You, like, say, oh, okay. What is
puke.
It?
Puke.
Oh,
100%.
Yeah, definitely. I knew that.
I am an emetophobic.
You know the name.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Because I looked into it because I know that I've had it. I've been this way since I was, like, fucking 4 years old.
How did you know at four?
My dad has told me that even when I was younger, I would, like, ask, like, am I going to throw up? It's
yeah.
constantly been a fear of mine.
That's so crazy.
Yep. I don't like it. Never liked it. And anytime I ever was sick, I would try to rationalize it almost, like as if it was like death, you know?
Oh my
like
God.
I had to like rationalize. I was like, well, everyone does this, right? Like, you know, like
yeah,
it
yeah,
freaked
yeah.
me out. I hate it. I hate being around it. I hate everything about it. I will never, ever do it again. As if I have a choice, but I have a choice. I will make sure I never do it again.
Swallow it.
No, it's, like seriously, I don't
oh God.
Puke. I don't puke. Oh I don't want to puke, so I will not.
See, I feel, see, I would
Some
say.
Some people are like, oh, but it makes you feel so much better. Nope, not for me.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a personal preference. But I think, when I think about it and sit here and think about this, I feel like I'm afraid of a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
but nothing so overwhelming that, like, one sticks out on mm-hmm. top that I'm like, that's my biggest fear
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah, yeah. I have plenty of other fears. That is just my top notch. Nothing can overpower that. I'm
like,
terrified of death and everything.
Oh, but yeah, no. Yeah, like, I'm definitely, yeah, I just, I don't know what, like, takes the cake. Maybe as we go through this list, I'll, like, find
yeah.
one and be like, that's it. That
yeah.
is it. But,
yeah,
I don't know.
And just so you know, guys, I'm just gonna read the first little part because I just feel like maybe someone's like, what the fuck's a phobia? I don't know what you're all doing at home or where you grew up in. You know, I'm just watching the act today. Gypsy Rose grew up fucking
oh, yeah,
sheltered as hell, so who knows?
Oh, yeah. Everybody go watch the act because
yes.
once that's over, when, next week?
Is it like, I don't know how many.
I think next
this
week's
was
the last
episode
one.
Seven,
so yeah,
maybe,
next
yeah,
week.
It seems like they're getting
watch
there.
Watch it because we will do
we'll
totally
probably be talking
do
about it.
Spoilers on it.
Yeah,
so watch that.
Spoiler alert for the future. Bye.
Yeah, so
okay.
Watch the act.
So it says phobias are common, and this is the, we're going to read 10 of them, and they're the most common objects or situations that lead to marketed fear and symptoms such as dizziness, nausea, breathlessness, and in some cases, you can literally have a full-blown panic attack. And yeah, so we'll, like, read all about each one.
Okay, so our first one is arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia.
I think everybody knows what this is. Oh, my God. This is
pretty
on
common
level
one.
Tonight.
I am so on another level.
So it's the fear of spiders and other arachnids. This phobia is quite common, affecting many of, as many as 1 in 3 women.
Pussies.
That's me.
And 1 in 4 men. Pussies.
Yeah.
So the whole thing of, like, oh, but the men kill the spiders. Bullshit, because we're basically both the same afraid as the next gender. I am the spider saver.
Mm.
I like to get a cup, get a piece of paper, slip that little guy in there, and take him outside. Because, you know what, they were probably here way longer than before they wear.
Yeah, no, I hate them. They're all so disgusting. I remember once, like, when I was younger.
I don't have common fears, there was, just so we know.
Oh, yeah.
I have irrational, totally not common fears.
Yeah. I have the common ones. No, I hate spiders. I remember there was this book we had. It was all about insects. Me and my sister were, like, those girls, but we were, like, always in the mud and dirt and looking for bugs. So we weren't our typical girly girls when we were little, but spiders, no.
Like ants and all that stuff was fun.
I loved worms, caterpillars, whatever.
Yeah.
We had, like, our own, like, you know, grow the butterflies kit thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, made the, you know, made the caterpillar into the butterfly, whatever. But we had a book, and there was a spider page, and I literally couldn't look at it.
Honestly, like,
it
that gave me such chills. A nostalgic moment, though, because I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, the one
green
on TV.
Thing. Yeah, like, the hanging thing.
Oh, my God.
Yep, and then you release them on that,
90s
like,
kids.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Amazing.
But my biggest, the spider I hate the absolute most are freaking daddy long legs. And I know they're harmless. Like, in my mind, I know I should not be afraid at all, but they're so disgusting.
For those who don't know, daddy long legs are actually the most poisonous spider on this earth. But their mouths are too small that they can't bite us.
Yeah, and I know so all of that.
So they're
harmless
to us.
Yeah. No, I know that fact. I've known that fact for years. But yet I see them.
I know
them
someone who's listening doesn't know that.
Yeah.
That's why
I'm I know. But I'm saying my fear, even though I know these facts, it still like runs deep.
They're definitely one of my least
afraid
of ones.
Last year I was working and I was supposed to lock up a building and there was one on the bathroom door, so I just left it unlocked because I couldn't go near it. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Those legs.
Was it by the where I was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure it was. Ange was like where we worked, it was, like, she was, like, a part of a totally separate department, but she, like, ran that department, and she would have to close up where I worked, and where I worked was the buggiest, dirtiest section of
the great outdoors.
The entire area. And I saw cave crickets, spiders, toads, flies, bees. I mean, everything. Anything
you were, like,
could
in
imagine.
The woods. It was very close to the woods. Like, there was no trees there, but, like, 10 feet from the building were.
Yeah, and
the
there
woods.
Was a gate, but, like, past there, I mean, I saw deer, bears all the time.
I saw a
and,
fox
like,
there once. I was up there closing
up,
and there was a fox
scary.
Staring at me. But I like foxes.
They are,
so.
But they're, like, they're freaking me out. I'll look at them from afar, but I would never approach it. Like, I would approach a deer.
Oh, yeah, no, I would never
approach
it, but I wasn't.
A bear, but I wouldn't be mad if, like, a bear approached me. I actually had a dream last night that, like, me and Brian had a pet bear. Mm. I had very weird dreams last night. I had a dream that I saw a mouse in my room, and I caught it, and he was fat, and he was, like, talking to me, and I tried to let him go, and he was hanging on to me. It was really scary. It was not good.
Right.
But yeah, so most people have arachnophobia, so if you have it, you ain't alone.
Definitely
you're
not alone.
Along with Ange. And if you don't and you like them like me, and people want pet tarantulas, which I really want one day.
Wait, but fine. We went to, did you, okay, so Marissa and I, we went to a reptile world.
It's like a sanctuary, yeah.
And they had a tarantula. Did you know that they
shed like that?
No, not the shedding that. Their hair, they could shoot the hair off there into your arms.
Know that. Nope.
Yeah, so apparently freaking tarantulas aren't just some, like, soft-looking giant spider that's so nice and crawls on you.
I would not touch my tarantula. I would just leave it in the crate.
Oh, see, people like...
Because if it, God forbid, it did want to shoot that out or bite me, every person is different. Some people have zero reaction, and some people could have the worst reaction. I'm not going to risk it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, it could maybe, maybe if I were, like, wearing a sweatshirt, maybe it'd be okay. Yeah. I don't know.
See, when I think of people
but
who
then
have
I can't
them
grab it.
As pets, that, in my mind, that's, like, they take them out and they hang out with these tarantulas.
I don't think that's,
so
it's not
when
like that.
Our tour guide was like, oh, tarantulas shoot their hairs out and they, like, cause rashes on you. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, I don't really think it's like that. I've seen, like, a lot of things with pets. Like, I'm sure there are, like, plenty that do, but most people just kind of keep them in there and they just kind of live in there. That's about
it. Sounds like a boring life.
Yeah. The next, number two, is a very similar subject in a way. Ophidiophobia. Let's go
with that. The fear of snakes.
Another
also quite common
fear I don't have.
Okay, I do
love snakes.
And I don't. So Also, when we went to this reptile world, we held a python.
Ginormous.
But the yellow python, one.
Yeah. What? Huge. The thing was big.
It was huge. It took up five people. Five people were holding it. So it's huge. I liked that. Like, yeah. But I think it's the color. It didn't look creepy, mm-hmm. so I was, like, fine with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some snakes...
I'll tell you, when I've been to this place that me and Ange had gone, it's like a little sanctuary. You pay really cheap to go in and meet all these things, like reptiles and stuff that they've saved or rescued or whatever. And like any snake that was brought out, and you didn't really see it because we only saw that one snake. Because the tour guide we had when I brought Ange mm-hmm. was like, kind of a pussy. She was really sweet. She was like,
she was good. Not, yeah, she knew her shit, but good. She didn't take everything. She just didn't want to touch everything. Cage, yeah.
But me and Brian had went separately by ourselves about a month earlier, and the girl we had was a ballsy motherfucker.
She touched
also
anything.
Really hot, and she touched anything. I mean, this bitch pulled out a scorpion. Like, she touched anything that was there. So any snake she brought out, I immediately grabbed. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't even ask. Yeah. Like, I just touch it.
Well, I touched two snakes that day because mm-hmm. she took out the other orange guy. He didn't freak me out either. I think it's like the color.
Maybe it's
like
the color, yeah.
When they look nice,
the
I don't
darker
care.
Colors yeah, the dark and the patterns like, can like freak
me
you out.
I think maybe that's just like, you know.
I think it's another thing too. Like
nature.
A lot of people who are scared, when you're scared of certain things, and I know it because I feel like this comes a lot of like. And like animals, dogs, like with breeds and like all these animals, like when you don't know much about it, of course you're going to be freaked out. And I think that's a big thing is like people are like, oh my God, snakes are so scary. They can like, cause certain ones can kill people, you know? So people are like, don't know anything about them. So it freaks you the fuck out. Most of these snakes are like kind of harmless.
Well, the one we held... He was like, it's not venomous and it's also not a constrictor. So, you
so
know what I mean?
Really it can't do much.
What is it going to do to a
exactly,
human? I don't know how it kills its prey in the wild,
like,
but.
So much more scared of us. And they'll do things to warn you. So, like, if you're not, like, really egging this thing on, it's really rare you're going to, like, mm-hmm. come into everything. You just have to be careful because if you're, like, hiking somewhere that has these things, you step on it. That's a reason. And it's
you're
not your fault. But, like, you know, mm-hmm. like, that's freaking them out.
So I'm
but like if you do your, you know, there are certain ones too. They're not really all that as scary as they have to
no.
be. If you do
and like
research.
So that green guy, like I would like if she took him out, I would pet him.
It's like the brown ones.
It's
that
like
freak
the
you out.
Yeah,
brown and black.
Yeah, because they just look evil.
All of them, I just think they're so cute. Like look at their little face, and I'm like, look at me, look me up your little tongue.
But that we held a what was that thing? A legless lizard.
Oh,
so it literally looked
cool.
like a snake, but it was a
but
lizard.
But it's technically a lizard because.
So it's funny how my brain like tricks me because I touched that thing and I didn't think like it looks exactly like a snake. But she was like, no, it's really a lizard. And I was like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
So that's like how weird your brain is. It's
it
really,
is.
It's all psychological.
Yeah.
The less you know, the more you're going to be.
Yes.
Okay, number three is. Acrophobia, the fear of heights.
Aerophobia.
Wait, what?
Oh, I skipped it.
All right, Marissa's
was me.
Yeah, that was you. So, the fear of heights.
Oops. I was like, bitch.
Yeah. So, Jimmy has this and it's not fun because after almost 5 years of dating, we've never been to an amusement park and all I want to do is go back to Dorney Park.
You can
or
take
Six
Brian
months.
There whenever you want.
You don't
I'm
go on rides
you.
Either?
I do, but I'm very picky. I have to be in a really good mood, and it has to be rides that I want to do. Like, if we were to go to Dorney, I'll go on.
The only time I've ever been to Dorney was with you in middle school.
Did like Hydra. It was my first one. Would I go back on it? I don't know. I would not go on Talon, but I would go on Steel Force because I love drops.
Yeah.
I don't always like being twisted. It's the problem is the whole, and I didn't mind it when I was younger, but now I have more of a claustrophobic thing, another phobia. I don't think it's on here. And when they put the things over your head, that freaks me out. I do not like being constricted like that. But with regular roller coasters, when you just
like
sit
at the
bar, that's completely fine to me. That's my biggest reason is why I won't go on flip ones. Not that I don't like flipping, I just don't like that thing over my head. And I know you need it. I know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I will go on anything that's just like, so I will go on Steel Force with you. That's about it.
Okay.
Brian will go on anything. All
right, cool. Give a fuck. We'll go. And
yeah, we'll go.
Jimmy could be the mom who holds all the stuff while the kids go on the rides.
And like, if I want to go on like Steel Force and like, if Brian doesn't want to be alone, Jimmy doesn't want to be alone, like, Brian will like stay with Jimmy. He doesn't care.
Exactly.
Or like, you know, we can like take turns with each other. Mm-hmm. Like, no one has to be alone. Yeah.
So babysitting the acrophobic.
Yeah. But acrophobic, I mean, I don't know. It's like one of those things where like I've never really had a problem and I don't really have a problem. It just depends on the situation. If it's somewhere where I feel like I need to get out, I'm going to be freaked out. But if it's somewhere where I feel like I can easily get out of there, it's not that crowded, I'd probably be fine. I don't really think I have a fear of heights.
No, I don't
I think
either.
I have fears of other things.
Because I know like people who are so extreme, like, they can't even drive over a bridge.
Hmm.
Like, that's extreme. Yeah, no. And that's not me. And, like, I can't go into tall buildings. No, that's not me either. No. Like, if I'm standing on the edge of something super high, I'm going to, like, freak out. But anybody will. Yeah. Like, it's, like, more of a...
Definitely.
Like, you should. Like, you shouldn't be teetering on the edge of anything. Yeah. But,
Yeah.
Okay. Next one.
Aerophobia.
Yeah, now we're on this.
This one is the fear of flying. Affects an estimated 8 million U.S. adults. Despite the fact that airplane accidents are actually very uncommon.
So, yeah, I'm not afraid of flying. I've been on a plane... Four times. So, Florida was the first one, so that was a nice short first-time trip. Then Hawaii, that was long, 10 hours.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And Spain, that was an 8 hours, so that was also long and awful. And then California was, like, 5. So, but even though I'm not afraid of flying, like...
Don't love it?
Yeah, it's not like, oh, this is amazing. Yeah. And it's also, like, if you were to die, even though it is super uncommon, it seems like one of the worst ways to go.
Really?
Like, in a plane crash, yes.
You think that?
Because you know for so long that you're about to, you're plummeting toward the earth and you're most likely gonna die. Like, think about that. Like, you know for
That's a long time. It's not really quick.
Yeah, like, you're about to die.
Totally get that.
Like, you know what
I'm thinking more of, like, if two planes crash in the air, that probably wouldn't be the worst, but I get what you're saying.
No. Because I think that doesn't, I don't even think that's, like, a possibility with all radar and everything. I'm saying, like, your plane's going down, you know you're gonna die in, like, 10 minutes. Like, it could be that long.
That is,
like, you know what
totally,
I mean? Like,
I, totally get
I don't
that.
Know if it can be that long, but it's minutes. It's not, like, instantaneous at all. So it's like that whole, like,
totally get that.
Your brain must, and, like, I remember hearing that one of the saddest thing I've ever heard was a phone call from someone
9/11?
During 9/11, on the plane, and they were basically saying, like,
love you.
Yes, like a goodbye.
Because they were going to try and, like, get
the passengers were taking over and were going to crash the plane. And they knew, all the passengers knew. So it was, like, the saddest thing I've ever heard. Not only because it was, like, you're saying goodbye, but it's, like, that person knows they're gonna die.
Yeah.
Could you imagine knowing you're gonna die and it's taking that long? Like, that's one of those,
it just, like, happens like that. Like, you didn't know that 5 minutes earlier, like, you were just on a plane, you know?
Exactly. So you it's very, like, uncommon, really, but you don't know. Are you on that uncommon incident?
And like, I totally get that. But, like, at the end of the day, like, you're so much more likely to get in a car accident.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Every day.
I know,
oh, I know.
It just, like, seems so much
because in a car accident, you don't know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, boom, you're hit, you're done.
Yeah.
But in a plane, like, you know it's going down for a while. You know what I mean?
I have a fear of planes, but my thing is more of the claustrophobia. So, like, just a very small, confined
space. You're trapped. You can't get out. Like, you're in the
air. That's what I'm saying. Like, what if it's, like, I'm only on the plane for an hour. I have 4 hours left and I have a panic attack. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Have a panic attack on a plane? In my small seat.
Crazy.
Like, I can't physically, like, imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, that's, like, way too much. Also, like, the germs freak me out on there too.
Because
it is so close. Anywhere I go to, like, even when I go to a mall, I'm afraid of germs. I feel like they're, like, on me. So, like, I can't. Like, and I'm not even a huge germaphobe. It's just, like, certain situations like that, you know? So, like, I can't. I don't know. Maybe one day. I already have to pee.
So do I. I was literally just going to ask if we could have
a break. So now here's the problem. Like, yes, we drank earlier, so now we're, like, funner. We're, like, in it. But, like, we're going to probably have to pee more. So.
So we're taking a break. If you also have to go to the bathroom, go down.
And just so you know, our ads are during our breaks, possibly. So, like.
You can skip them, but it's
skip fine. A little or you can listen. I mean, it's only, like, a couple minutes.
It's so. A fun ad, so.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll be back. Bye. Hello, boozy bitches.
So, for all our, not only our alcohol lovers, but our book lovers like us, Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. To get this great deal, you just go to audibletrial.com/boozedup. That's audibletrial.com/boozedup. And I know with my free audiobook, I am looking at getting Sharp Objects by Gillian Flynn. Because, you know, I like my dark stuff, and I read Gone Girl, and I'm assuming this one is going to be, you know, as amazing as that first one. Yes.
And then for, you know, on the flip side, not that Ange isn't on the same page as me, but right now, I love Harry Potter. I have a tattoo of the Deathly Hallows. I love Harry Potter. My mom used to read me the books, and then I was too lazy to ever actually read them myself. Now I'm getting back on that, and Audible has every single book on there by J.K. Rowling. Instead of having to hold it, I can use my phone, my Kindle, you can any also MP3 use an Android MP3 player, whatever you have, and I can listen to it on my drives to school or my drives to work because it also has the audio track, so you don't even have to sit down and read it, so it makes it so much easier for those who spend a lot of time in their car or running around. You don't have to sit down with a book if you don't have all the time, which is really cool.
So go check it out. Go, that's again, to get your free book and your free membership, go to audibletrial.com/boozedup. Thanks, bitches.
Thank y'all. And welcome back. We left off on the fear of airplanes, and we're back. We're back on cynophobia,
which is Marissa's favorite thing.
Makes me laugh.
Fear of dogs.
Pussy.
but listen to this. So it's most often associated with specific personal experiences, such as being bitten by a dog during childhood.
Brian was bit by a fucking shepherd when he was a child, and he plays with my pocket pit bull every fucking day loves her more than anything.
Yeah.
You can get over it. Yeah. Dogs are the most innocent, pure things we have on this fucking earth. Don't be afraid of them.
It's the owners you should be afraid
of. It's the owners. Everything is the owner's fault. If your dog bites you, owner's fault. If your dog bit you because it was off a leash running through at you, it's the fucking owner's fault. Why did that dog get the fuck out?
Do you, so you've worked at multiple dog,
what I have
you
worked call at, them? I had worked at one, or two places that were like kennels, daycares, okay, yeah. A mix of everything. And I worked at one place that was like specific daycare with like some training on the side facility.
Okay. Have you
and ever I have dogs sit on the side.
Encountered like an evil dog?
Oh, there? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how bad was it?
The one place I worked at was ginormous. And there I only had to feed and clean enclosures. So because I wasn't in there, I had to call it an enclosure. I could not call it a kennel or a crate or anything. I had to call it an enclosure over the walkie or again, trouble. They were like very, very official. And if you don't like to work with somewhere where structure was not a place to work, but I didn't mind it. It kept me going. I had a system through the day and I really, really, really loved that. Mm-hmm. And there was never any drama or bullshit because they had everything fucking set. It was great. It was one of my favorite places I ever worked. So if there was, especially I don't work places that long. I was only there for like 6 solid months. That was solid. And I loved it. I really did. I would go back if it wasn't so far because I already have a place now that's closer. But they had a color-coded system. So there were green dogs, yellow dogs, red dogs. obviously it speaks for itself. Green dogs were good. Yellow dogs, it could go for behavior health. So yellow dogs could have just some health issues or just some minor behavioral issues. And then red dogs could be just extreme health issues, really old, really sick, something, or extreme behavioral
how
issues.
How do you know then?
So they do a thing where they would test dogs. So, like, you had to pay or, like, do a behavioral assessment.
Yeah, but how do you personally as the, okay, I have to go feed this dog.
Every, okay,
do you know
so every,
if red because it's old or red because it's going to bite my face off when I open the door?
So, every enclosure had a card with their name on it, and it had all their information. So, their name, their age, their gender, and then, like, it would literally have a sticker, and then it would have list every issue. So, like, bitten someone, bitten a dog, doesn't like being touched on the neck, doesn't like being picked up. Like, certain things, like, it would say, and then you could honestly tell. I mean, if you're, go up to a enclosure, I mean, don't stick your fucking finger in it, you know?
Yeah, no.
You just walk up to it, you can tell.
If it charges at you
there
or
was a,
growling.
I remember a specific dog. And I remember when it would lie in the, not even on the bed, in the corner of the kennel, all wrapped up in a ball. And it was a pretty big dog, all wrapped up in a ball. And when you came, it would shake and look at you. And then if you stood there for too long, it would come at the door and, like, bark aggressively. It only had a few people there that knew it well enough that it was okay.
Yeah.
So I knew, like, that dog, and luckily there too, how you fed. There was, like, a little square at the bottom of each enclosure. And it had rings for the bowl, so you would unhook this little latch.
You just, like,
swing it, put it in there. You wouldn't even have to go in there.
Nice.
That was it. So it kept you, like, very safe. And if there was someone who I felt really uncomfortable with, you know, like, let's say I didn't even want to open the fucking latch, just get someone.
Yeah.
Someone, there, everyone, there is someone there who either knows that dog or knows how to handle it, or there's a senior staff member who can, like, there was always help.
Yeah.
And we always had walkies on us. It was great.
I remember the sickest story I've ever heard about someone working in, like, a dog kennel situation kind of thing. So it was this older woman. She was a volunteer. So she's not even, because she's, like, retired. So definitely 70s. So she's old.
Yeah. Where did you hear this? Is this, like, something you know?
This was, like, somebody, like, Jimmy's grandpa personally knows.
Okay,
this is,
a
close, like, this is real life. This isn't, like, oh, I just heard about this on the news. Yeah. She was volunteering, you know, feeding, whatever. And it wasn't like she was, like stupid about it.
Yeah.
And just, like, would walk in. Like, she knew her stuff. It was probably, like, a very similar system. Like, you know, like, there's warnings about the oh no, it was
are like that.
Yeah,
but,
no,
like,
I
that's
know.
Good
but
that
I
it
think
was
they said
like
it
that.
Was like she actually may have been doing this evaluation to see whether or not this dog was like okay with other people or not. And during this, I'm pretty sure it was an evaluation, the dog attacked her and was latched onto her arm.
Yeah.
And she's screaming for help.
Yeah.
And the cult people working there just stood outside and watched this dog rip her arm apart, and they just called, like, 911, and no one went in to help her.
That's ridiculous.
And no one did anything. Nothing. And
good.
There was, like,
amazing
men there, like, younger men, and this 70-year-old woman is being thrown around by this dog.
This makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Because you really think that even if one of those men, two humans, can't take down a dog, I don't care how big it is.
Yeah.
Two humans are bigger than that dog. And everyone is just fears so much about these big dogs, which are your least of your worries. The smaller dogs are really where it gets crazy.
Yeah.
But I get it. Like, some big dogs can be dangerous, but
they can,
like,
be intimidating.
All you have to do is, like, they're
go
just,
for the eyes. Go so many.
Even if you grab it by the top neck, their collar, whether even if they're trying to bite you, they can't really physically always get you from there. Like, they can only move so far.
Yeah,
you're
they
back
can't.
Here.
Yeah, if you're behind
I know I'm, like,
them.
Showing Ange right now.
You can't
I'm,
see.
Like, really into this. I'm, like, grabbing my own head and neck and, like, shaking my head.
But, yeah, no, they can't. They're not
do
owls. They
you
can't
can also
turn
grab,
around.
Like, they have a collar or you have a leash on there. And, like, I know, like, if you don't work your dogs, you're not going to get this. You can skip through this part. Because I'm about to, I'm not, I know we're going to get deeper into this eventually. But this makes me fucking
mad. Yeah, we're
going to
have a whole
if you have
episode.
A leash, too, like, you are we're stronger than them, and, like, you can easily, like, I've held and walked and held, like, huge dogs, like, mm-hmm. and I'm small, and I do not have that much upper body weight, but I know that I'm bigger than them, and you have to act strong, you have to act powerful, and you have to just fucking do it, because, like,
you have to think, like, about it. You're when you have a leash, you're grabbing them by the collar. And
pit bulls can't lock their jaws.
Yeah, that's a false. That's a myth.
It's false. But, it's a fucking myth.
But you have to think about it. When you're walking a dog or you grab them by the collar, that is their throat. Like,
that, they will choke. You can upper hold hand. Them until yeah. they literally pass out. The fuck out. Yeah. Like, you can do that. And, like, people don't realize. Like, they're always, like, so scared. Yeah, they might try and come back and bite you. But if you get a strong fucking grip and if you grab some of their skin in there, that's how their mothers held them when they're puppies. Yeah, so
they like, feel
they
like,
will feel very like, oh, my dog sometimes it will play, and sometimes she gets too much, and she'll go through and, like, touch a thing. Even just making a loud fucking noise, or yelling at them, anything. I mean, even just making fucking noise can snap them out of it. Like, the fact that they just watch that, like...
I know, it's disgusting.
If there's 10 people versus, like, however many people, even there's 3 people watching, 3-4 people versus a dog, you're going to win.
Yeah.
So don't, like...
Do not. So basically, don't stand by and watch someone get freaking tossed around like a doll. And if you don't like dogs,
don't work at a place like that.
Yeah, no.
And if you're going to be scared if there's a fight and you can't get involved, mm-hmm. don't fucking work at a place like that. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, no. That's why it's like the most disturbing thing I've ever heard.
Because okay, one dog versus a person, if they already got you and you didn't think, like, I get it. Like, it happened. I'm not, like, blaming her. Like, that's terrifying.
No,
and
like,
I
it just feels so happened. Awful.
But, like, if there's 2 people, then you should be able to work it out. Like, it's happened
people
before.
Just stood there and watched her and listened to her scream, and they're like,
insane.
The police are coming. What is that gonna do? She's being hurt right now. Yeah. You need to get in there. Like, you're telling me no one could have, like,
do you know what freaking kind of dog it was? It?
No, I don't remember. Someone could, like, who
would you say it was? Your grandpa who says, pulled by the legs?
Oh, yeah, my grandpa, my cousins, they both have pit bulls. So between the two of them, they have 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a family party. The one was visiting. So all 3 dogs were together. And for the most part, they all get along.
Yeah.
They've never really had issues. But food got involved.
Yeah.
So the one is kind of food aggressive. Yeah. So a fight.
All dogs fight. Yeah.
My freaking Welsh Corgi is food aggressive. Yeah. And she's literally mm-hmm. has 5-inch legs.
Yeah.
And is 20 pounds. Yeah. But she's a psychopath when it comes to food.
Yeah.
But anyway, so these 2 giant pit bulls, like, they're muscular and big babies, but food got involved and they got into this crazy fight, and they were, like, both biting each other on the mouth. It was very strange. They were locked at the mouth, and I'm not saying they were their jaws locked.
No,
they
were
not
just,
real.
They were,
they were just attached, biting each other through the mouth. It was crazy. But my grandpa, so you picture this, like, my whole family, like, uncles, cousins, aunts, uncles, I wasn't there, so this is sad. I missed this by, like, minutes.
Yeah.
But, everybody, and everyone's freaking out. My cousin is trying to get his dog to get off the other dog. You know, they're all, like, trying to go by the mouth to get them apart.
Yeah.
And my 83-year-old grandfather walks over and is just, like, just grab him by the back legs and just picks this giant, like, giant pit bull.
Grandfather.
Yes,
80-year-old.
My 83-year-old grandfather picks this giant pit bull up by his back legs and immediately lets go. If they can't balance, they can't fight.
And
they
don't
want
to either. Yeah, then at that point it comes, oh, fuck, someone's touching my legs and I'm in the
air. I'm
going to
fall to the ground.
Like,
on my feet.
And they're not
going to
want that. And yes, might they be mad at you? Yeah, but they're not most of the time.
No, and they didn't do anything. They
just
immediately stopped. Yeah, like, it didn't turn around and try and get my grandpa.
And if you work at a place with dogs or you have dogs, like, and I'm not saying, like, against it. Like, it's always a good idea to, like, have, like, I don't even know if there's a certain name for them, but, like, pull leashes. Literally, like, just pull leashes. It's just literally a rope that, like, has that little circular metal piece so that you can put it over and you can make it
like
so
a lasso,
it fits over. Like
a
lasso. It's always good to have those around because, like, then once that thing comes out, you can immediately lasso them and you can, like, pull them back because the neck is so sensitive.
Yeah,
like,
so.
It's like, oh my god.
So
I mean,
we're sorry if
we'll get to so much bigger, deeper conversation about dogs eventually. Sorry that this one's so long.
Yeah, no, and we're sorry that if you do have some trauma, but
please it's email me. Dog. I will help you.
Yeah, just
like
just
I would literally help you get that love like, back yeah. because there are so many dogs out there that literally just want love and can give so much love that like you miss out on like literally the thing that makes me the happiest in life is dogs and like I don't want anyone to miss out on it and that's why it makes me mm-hmm. so upset.
So on that note, Marissa's okay. saying get over it.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Yep. Astrophobia, the fear of thunder and lightning. Oh, come on. I love this.
Me too. I really love
a good thunderstorm. Like, I seriously
I love it too. It says, like, oh, like, they encounter, maybe it could come with people who've encountered weather-related phenomena. So I guess it could come from, like, maybe, like, a PTSD from, like, going through, like,
all right, fine. Certain if things. If you were, like, struck by lightning, then yeah. Or maybe you were, have like, the excuse not to like it. Maybe you were, like, raped
during, like, a thunderstorm. Oh, that's, God. No. I know it's, well, like, super dark, but, like, for real. More,
weather
and that is scary.
Yeah.
But, like, I hope that if you've gone through that you can, like, maybe like face it and learn to enjoy it because thunder is really fucking cool. I really love
it's a good
thunderstorm. Yeah.
It's relaxing.
Oh, I get so excited when I look too. At the weather and there's a cloud with
especially
a lightning
being
bolt.
A lifeguard. I love that shit. For 7 years of my life, thunder and lightning was my best friend during the summer. The second I heard a crack, oh yeah, I'd love to call the people out because I knew I was getting home early.
Yeah, I would love that. Okay. I don't even know which number it is, but
the next one.
Trypanophobia. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that sounds
good. Sure. Trypanophobia is the fear of injections, a condition that can sometimes cause people to avoid medical treatments and doctors.
Yeah, I definitely don't like needles. They bug me out. I mean, I avoided getting my blood drawn and / tested for about like 4 years and then I finally had to go do it and I've only done it once.
Yeah.
It's not like crippling where I like can't get a shot, but like it definitely bugs me out and I definitely can't look. Like I definitely would pass out if I ever tried to watch myself. Yeah. Like a needle going into my own arm. Mm.
See, this is a weird one for me. So like I love tattoos. I have 11. Oh, and I like watching it get done. So
I feel like
I'm not afraid of needles.
Though.
But I'm not
it's
afraid of needles. So like that's where
I don't know. I don't have any tattoos.
I don't mind getting
so
shots.
Know.
I remember getting like that skin shot that would put like the bubble in your skin.
Yeah.
I would like literally watch it. Like I don't mind it. And then with blood work, I don't mind the actual shot. I just can't watch
blood
come out. I don't like that idea. But it's mostly because, one, I'm terrified of, like, passing out or feeling nauseous.
Yeah.
And I'm also terrified they're going to tell me something's wrong with me. Yeah. It's not the act that bothers me.
It's just such a weird...
It's the aftermath. That's why I don't like doctors. It has nothing to do with needles. So I really don't have a fear.
Yeah, I had the TB shot about 6 months ago, so pretty recent. And it's just such a weird feeling, needles. Like, it doesn't even hurt. Per se, but it's like a ew, that doesn't feel normal to me.
Yeah, I don't know,
like,
it doesn't bother me.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like a weird...
Like, when I got anesthesia for my wisdom teeth, I was like, yeah, stick that shit in my arm, dude. I fucking love that shit.
Well, luckily, when I had to get, like,
did you get
freaking
your
face?
Out?
No, I've never. I don't have my wisdom out. But
nice.
When I had to get stitches on my freaking lip, they literally put cloth over my eyes so I couldn't see. Because,
and how old were you when that happened?
Freshman in high school, so 15. Oh god, it was terrible. Like, I felt the first one and it was very painful. And thank god I couldn't see though, because my dad was in the emergency room with me and he said they put 13 freaking needles into my face.
Oh my god.
Within that time. So yeah, no, I definitely don't like needles. They bug me out, but I'm not like gonna pass out if I have to or avoid going to the doctor.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Social phobia, or also known as social anxiety disorder, which is the fear of social situations where people get debilitated.
Debilitated.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
So
people, you have a fear. It could be it's people with fear of being watched or humiliated,
in front
or
of
it can be ordinary tasks such as eating. And this is really it can develop during puberty and can last throughout life if you don't go through it. This also, the most common form of sociophobia is fear of public speaking. And this can, and like severe would be to avoid school, work, major things.
Okay.
Yeah. But
I mean, public speaking, I think everybody gets a little nervous for.
Yeah. But there is like a fear. Like that's what, like, that's another thing. Like I've talked to my dad about that. For like, cause he was saying like, oh, like I wouldn't mind doing Sunday school teachings. I just don't like talking in front of people, you know, like to him, like that, that's one of his fears. It freaks him out. And for me, I was like, yeah, I don't mind that. Like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, like, I would get totally scared before talking in front of a bunch of people. But once I start, I'm
always fine. Yeah, I'm the exact same
but
way.
But I'm sure some people are that like, the whole time.
Yeah,
you know?
It's more of the initial, I have to start. Yeah. Like, how is this going to go? The anxiety and fear building up to
yeah.
it. But once, like, you're doing it, it's like, all right, well, I'm
doing
it.
I think my thing is, like, and to be honest, like, I don't think I mind always being the center of attention, and I think it's more of, like, an excitement I feel that I confuse for nervousness, because I kind of do like talking.
Yeah,
I like
well,
talking.
I hope so.
I don't care. As long as it's something I feel confident about, I wouldn't mind.
And it's literally
exactly.
only talking.
But I mean, I feel this. Like, I have bad anxiety, so sometimes it's, like, the social part, it really only came until recently, but it was just fear of, like, oh, like, what if I have an anxiety attack in front of people or, like, about my other thing? So it caused some social anxiety.
But it wasn't social anxiety. It was, like...
It just...
Other things that could cause you to fear going
just
out
like
with other people.
From other anxieties.
Yeah. I know, like, oh, this is so, like,
definitely
high school.
Thing, yeah.
But, like, the only time maybe I've ever experienced this was Sweet 16s. Like, if I was invited to a Sweet 16 where none of my close friends were going, I was always like so nervous that I wouldn't know anybody and I'd just kind of be like awkwardly lingering, like obviously I was invited so I knew the person, but whoever party it is, you never hang out with them,
never,
they're always talking
busy,
to everybody,
they have to talk
so
to everybody.
I know, like, that fear of like, oh god, I'm not gonna really know anybody or know like who to sit with and da 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 da, so we totally get that, but like
I guess it like has to diffuse though at a certain point, like if you do want to like work at places and stuff, like jobs. It's not like you're really gonna work.
You're
it,
not gonna
everyone
know anybody.
Works.
Exactly. And that is always the shitty part. It's always like you're alone.
No.
So that part sucks.
Yeah.
But that's not like an event situation really.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
That's more of a like, oh, I'm an adult, I'm gonna have to work with people I don't know and I just have to get over it.
Yeah. All right. Well, the next one is agoraphobia, which involves a fear of being alone in a situation or a place where escape might be difficult. So this can include crowded areas, open spaces, or situations that can trigger. So this can do, like, events. It can cause people to not want to leave their home entirely. One-third of people with panic disorder will develop this.
Being alone?
Yeah, been there.
So, you're saying, like,
it's fight
getting,
or flight, basically.
So, like, when you're somewhere, and all of a sudden, like, you're separated from who you're with?
Nope.
Like,
doesn't
if you're
even
in
have
a
to
crowd?
Be nope, doesn't even have to be that. It
well,
because
it just says when
in
you're
crowd.
Alone in a situation.
Or in a situation, it involves fear of being alone in a situation or a place where escape might be difficult. I can
so
be surrounded by
area.
Everybody, but if I don't know where I can get out, I'll freak out.
Mm-hmm.
I love concerts if I'm in a really good mood and I really like the band. Sometimes I will ignore the fact that I'm so close and surrounded by so many people that it's going to take me 5 minutes to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
But,
especially
normally
like
I don't like
the,
that.
All the shows we've been to, it's very like you're smashed into a crowd. It's not like you're sitting down and like there's a
but
crowd.
But I do
like,
have to admit it is, I do feel better being in a small space. For the fact of that, the exit is, like, 2 seconds away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was I going to say about this? I mean, literally, the fight or flight can come from anywhere. I remember it clearly being a huge thing. I was in my senior year of high school. I went to senior prom with Jorney Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy who I went to prom with, we were dating at the time. And we were, like, being dickheads. We weren't talking to, like, any of our friends because they made some stupid plan. We didn't want to, you know, spend that much money. So we, like, did something on our own. And then we ended up going to Cabela's, which is, like, a hunting store. And it has all these, like, stuffed animals and shit.
Yeah.
Like, not stuffed animals.
Like
stuffed deer, bear,
yeah,
everything. And it was a huge store. And we and him had, like, the day before had, like, gotten to, like, a really big fight. We both thought that we had, like, food poisoning from Dorney Park. Like, all this different shit. Like, it was just a really rough night, like, the night before that. And we were in Cabela's, and, like, we were walking. And it was, like, the further I got back, the more I freaked out.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to go in, like, the side room. And I literally got to the point where I was, like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. And I had to, like, literally, like, sprint out of Cabela's because I was, like, panicking. And, like, it happened. That was, like, the first time I can really remember it happening. But it happens to me all the time. But now that I know I have it, I think I'm much more aware of it. So it's, like, not that it's easier. It still sucks when I'm in the situation. But, like, mm-hmm. I do know, like, I need to find out where the bathroom is and where the exit is. And, like, I need to know where I'm going. And I need to make sure I always, like, certain things on me. And, like, just anything. It sucks. It does. Because it's scary. But it makes it feel like a, like, it, like, and I know it's, like, sounds a little drastic. But it feels like life or death. And, yeah. Like, when I say fight or flight, it literally feels like life or death. Like, it's like, oh, my God, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm gonna fucking freak out and die. And it's really annoying and scary. But, you know, you're not the only but one if you feel that. Like, I feel that.
You now know what to do to help settle yourself.
But it sucks because it does. Like, sometimes it will, like you were just talking to me about going to NYU mm-hmm. to think that thing. And not that, like, I would need to go to that specifically. But then part of me thought about it. I was like, oh, my God, that's really cool. And then I thought about sitting in a room with all these people and thought, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so, like, it does cause me, like, for certain situations to not want to go because I'm like, I can't sit in that, but I can't.
Yeah.
You know, so it does suck. And, like, I think if that fear was not there, if I were to totally cut that out, I'd be able to go anywhere.
A lot more. Yeah.
But it sucks. It really does. But, you know, just got to find out what works for you. Hopefully you find something that, you know, makes you be able to do things.
Once you realize you have it and what it is, it probably makes it easier.
Yeah, like, I know, like, certain things, like, I need to have with me that can, like, help prolong it, even if it's like, oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here. There's mm-hmm. certain things that, like, can prolong that feeling. But it still sucks.
Oh, yeah, no, that sounds shitty.
Yeah.
All right, and number 10. Misophobia.
My so scared. Why so some God. Reason?
The excessive fear of germs. So I guess is this different than germophobia, or is germophobia?
Well, it sounds like in some this can be
up.
Related to OCD. So, So I'm just searching that. So this can be a fear of germs or dirt. People can be extremely. Like, cleaning everything, compulsive hand washing, avoiding things, situations that might be dirty. And they can also avoid physical contact with other people, overuse of disinfectants, excessive preoccupation with media reports about illness outbreaks. And they'll avoid places that can have a lot of germs, such as offices, airplanes, schools, and farms.
Yeah, and I just looked this up. This germophobia is just another name. So, yeah, they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Germophobia is just the more commonly known name / the easier name for this.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have this. I work with children, so yeah. I'm, like, basically immune to everything.
Yeah.
So I'm not afraid of germs.
If anything, you're just going to become more immune.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm, like, weird. Like, I have this, but I don't. I love kids. Yeah. I like working with them.
They're
I don't
literally
mind working
germ
with them.
Factors?
It depends on the time. See, we live in New Jersey, mm-hmm. so we're in a place where we go through the seasons, everything. Yeah. And I know that everywhere gets illnesses, whatever. But I don't care. Winter is not a good time for me. The fact that we have to spend basically every minute inside because it's so fucking cold sometimes, like, I mean, the germs are inevitable, and I can't stand that. I honestly stay away from people and going out a lot more in the winter than
I do
in the summer.
Oh, yeah, like a hermit in the summer. I will say, even though I am a rancher so much and I feel like I do have a super strong immune system, that is the time when I do get sick.
Yeah.
Like, I did get sick. Right, it's always right in the beginning, right when the weather really switches and it starts to get really cold and everything.
Yeah.
That is when I always get
honestly,
sick.
Honestly, I feel like I often, I'm not saying it like always happens, but I've had a couple of frequent times where like it actually happens right when it starts to get really warm.
Oh, yeah, no,
which it's is really weird because I'm so scared of winter.
Yeah.
Yet, like, I do get, like, colds a lot of times, like, right before summer hits, which is weird. But, like, I don't, but that's the thing. I don't mind a cold. But if I hear flu I hear stomach bug, count me the fuck out. Don't invite me over. Don't fucking tell me. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm staying in my room. I can't. That's what I can't do. Like, I don't care if I go over and you're like, oh, I just had strep. I don't really give a shit.
See, like, strep have, is my, like, oh, God. I know.
I really sucks. Don't want that. I absolutely know so bad. You had a really bad cold, all that bullshit. Like, I don't want it, and I will still be the same, but it doesn't. I won't get, like, extreme anxiety and sleepless nights over that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, like, the bug and flu will literally make me sleepless for days. And that doesn't help.
But no, like, I know. Knock on wood. I just don't even know if I should say this aloud, but I'm going to. I've never had the flu, so I don't even know what that experience is like. But having had, like, a stomach bug versus strep, I almost honestly think I'd rather the stomach bug because it's not like...
You've had strep before?
Oh, God. Yeah. When I was, like, younger, I used to have it all the time.
And you didn't ever get your
chances out? No, and I remember I had it so frequently that the last time I had it, they said clearly remember they said you get it again, you get your tonsils out,
and then you never
and
got
I
it.
Didn't get it again, but the medicine they put me on was so wild that like it was like I was drinking vials of this nasty stuff for a whole week straight.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh God, it was terrible.
And
like,
it sucks in your throat.
Yeah, exactly.
You swallow shit.
And then so I'm on this disgusting awful medicine for a week straight. And the medicine then switches, and I'm supposed to be on amoxicillin for another week. And it was, like,
I hate
delicious
amoxicillin.
Compared to this stuff.
The oranges. It was, like, orangey.
No, it was, like, a pink bubble gummy.
I was
in heaven. I get healed. I go back to school for one day. Allergic reaction to the amoxicillin. I break out in hives my whole body. My lips swell out huge. I'm out for another week. Because now I'm allergic to amoxicillin.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I've definitely had strep since, but I didn't have it right after that. So they didn't come out. But I think strep is my, like, please do not give me a sore throat.
Yeah.
Like, that is my, like, you can't eat. It hurts to eat. Just to swallow, like, if you can't swallow what you need to do, like, that is my
thing. Honestly, we have, like, a little bit of time, and just because we're on this topic, let's talk about the time that you got me really ill in college. So me and Ange grew up in the same town, and then we ended up going to the same college. So funny. So, like, was it...
Freshman year.
Was it freshman year? Okay, yep. So freshman year, or maybe sophomore. It might have been sophomore year. Because staying at my uncle's a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, me and Ange walked class. She said she had been sick.
No.
Right? Or you didn't know you were sick? I'm trying to remember what happened.
Because my body did not feel sick. Like, you know when you're like...
Yes.
Maybe stuffy or you have a cough, but you feel fine. Like,
yeah.
At the end of a cold. So, I never felt sick.
Yeah.
Like, I was never weak. I never felt sick. But it was... right around getting, the weather was changing.
Yeah.
I know it was turning into winter.
Yeah.
And I was doing swim lessons at a YMCA. And let me tell you, those pools are disgusting. They don't close them for shit. Like, literally people will shit and they will leave it open.
Yeah.
People will puke, they will leave it open. So I'm teaching swim lessons.
Thank God I've never been to a YMCA.
To children, very young children. My one group was preschoolers. So you know, like, the snot's coming out. Who knows what's coming out.
Yeah.
Everything's coming out.
Yeah.
And I tried my absolute hardest never to go underwater in that pool. Never.
Yeah.
But it did eventually happen. So I'm convinced I contracted pink eye from this pool.
Okay.
So, but I did not know. I've never had pink eye in my whole life.
Yeah.
So I do recall waking up one morning to go to the Y. I physically could not, like, I literally could not open my eyes. Like, they were
now, didn't you also get, like, a high fever for a day and puke once?
Did I?
Yeah, I think that was also during the same time.
I had, like, a rough week.
Did you have a sore throat at all?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't remember that. All I vividly remember was waking up and not being able to open my eyes.
Yeah.
Like, I literally couldn't. And when I finally got...
In one eye or both?
Both. And
been there.
It started
don't worry,
in
been there.
One, I think it was one. And I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, and I was blaming it on, like, allergies. And, like, I was, like, trying to... I was, like, in total denial. And then I remember I woke up and I, like, I literally couldn't open either. I had to call in and be like, I'll come in an hour. Yeah. But right now I can't see. And I got there and they were like, oh, you look like shit. And I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
And I, like, went to school and everything. And then you can jump in now.
Yeah. So then I remember, I feel like I remember walking into, like, a class with you and, like, you talking about it a little. And I was like, all right, like, whatever. And then I remember it was, like, a night before we had classes to sign up for. So, like, we both were like, oh, we gotta stay up till midnight so that we can, like, apply, like, get into our classes. And I was staying at my uncle's house because it was right by the school we went to, and I figured I would stay there so that'd be easier. And I had the worst sore throat of my life.
No, I did. I was sick, Yeah, you're right. Now that you say this, I was. I must have had, like, sore throat too and stuff.
And I remember my throat started to hurt so bad, so like I was like eating soup and like drinking a shit ton of water, and I was like, all right, whatever. And I started to just feel so, like, you know, sick, like actually sick though. Like I was like, I was just tired, my throat was killing me, I was getting so cranky, and I was like, I'm not gonna go to class tomorrow, I'm just gonna go home. So I drove home. I remember being FaceTiming you and Jamie because we were talking about applying for classes, and I drove home, and for 5 days straight, my throat hurt.
Yeah.
5 days.
See, I don't think mine was the longest time of my life.
I don't think it was.
A week of hell where it went from, like, I think maybe it started as, like, I had a day or two of sore throat.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I was blind.
Yeah.
And I had pink eye.
Yeah.
And I never got treated for it.
Yeah.
And that it's highly contagious. Yep. So I gave it to her.
Yeah. I had ended up having pink eye for like 3 to 4 years in a row due to my friends giving it to me.
Always around the same time.
Yeah,
right?
I always had it around Christmas.
Had
I had it
one time.
Yeah.
And I never had it before.
Here's a disclosure. Pink eye is highly contagious. It's really not that big of a fucking deal.
No, it's not. Like,
and everyone freaks out around me when I have it. And I'm like, well, yeah, you, like, yes, it's easy. You could get it. But, like, don't touch your eyes. And, like, you probably won't.
Everyone's,
it's just hard,
like,
because, like, occasionally, like, you might touch your eye. And you didn't think about it. And,
see,
like, that person could have had it.
I never had pink eye before. So I was in, like, high key denial. I remember my dad, like, well, first, my eyes, they were glued shut, and I was like, oh, I'm just, like, tired. They're just sticking together. And then they were bright red all day.
Yeah.
And my dad's like, you
have a...
And they
get gunky.
Yep. He was like, you have a situation.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm fine. And I, like, didn't get treated for it. And it went away. It will go away, clearly.
It's really not that big of a deal.
But I didn't pass it on to you.
The only reason you get treated is so you don't pass it on.
Yeah.
Because once you start taking that medication after
24 hours... It clears up right away.
You're immediately not
it's
contagious.
Like an instant, you're not contagious anymore.
Yeah.
And
no, I got it that year. I got it the next year from another friend who had it. We, like, hung out. We hugged. I probably got it at some point. She had it on Christmas Eve. I woke up with it on fucking Christmas Day.
Of course.
I've had it double. I am so prone to fucking pink eye. I have literally a bottle of the stuff at my house. And I'm like, well, if I'm exposed, I'm just throwing it in my eye. It went around last summer at the job.
Oh,
And I was like, I'm going to get it. Like, I know it's going to happen, but I had it at the stuff at home. And I actually didn't get it. Don't think I used the stuff, although I don't know if I did.
But
I
did
think
you
I thought
go
about,
in that body of water?
No.
No, you stayed steered clear.
I never. I went in that body of water once.
Yeah, and that is
and
where...
And it killed me.
That's where it festered.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely water. And I think that's why pink eye is such a taboo, because everyone's like, ew, you like... touch
farted.
It and put it in your fucking eye. No,
no,
I did not, like, wipe my butt with my fingers and then touch my eye.
It's not that.
It was 100% that pool I was in.
It's literally like, oh, you could touch someone with it and then touch your eye, or they touched something,
yeah,
got close to your eye, you hugged that person, you were in the water.
Yeah, either a child
it's definitely,
had
it's literally
pink
that,
eye,
that was the only time
and I contracted it through them, through the water,
or...
because they literally were disgusting and never shut that pool down for anything. It was probably, the bacteria was probably floating in the water. And the one of the few times I went under got in my freaking eye when I came out. Or even just being on my hands while I was teaching and then rubbing my eye. Like
exactly,
you said,
that's
you're
what
so
it is.
Unconscious.
Yep. It's one of those things that you get it from being
that you're like,
because
oh,
you can
God.
Most of the time when you contract it, it's from when that person didn't even know they had it.
Exactly.
Yet. That's what sucks.
Exactly.
Once you know they have it, if you don't have it the day after,
you're probably
not going to get it. You're going to be fine because you're going to be so careful about it within that, like, time frame.
Alright, so those are the most common phobias. So if you have them, you ain't alone, because I had half of them. And yeah. Marissa has a bunch too.
I had some too, just not the, you know, really normal ones. The weird ones.
But you're not alone.
Germies.
So not don't animals. Worry.
Yeah, don't worry, you're alone. If you wanna, you know, write us about that. Maybe you had to face your fear during a drunk episode. Yeah. Email us, boozedupbitches at gmail.com. That's boozedup, BTCHES at gmail.com.
Yeah, literally email us anything.
Like any, I don't care if it's like,
yeah, no,
hate
like,
you,
if we're talking,
love you.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, also, if you have, however you're listening to us, please rate us, review,
subscribe, whatever it is that you can like
do
to like help us. Like our Instagram post, follow us on Instagram. We're at boozed up bitches without the I.
Yeah, we post some really
BTCHES
funny photos, so
funny stories.
Oh, we also
funny
are
photos.
Gonna start posting our recipes.
Yes.
So if you want these drink recipes, just go on our Instagram.
Yes.
And that's where you can also DM us your drunk story. So do it.
Yes.
Just DM us anything. We don't care.
Definitely.
If you want to be a guest, DM us. If you want, if you have a topic,
a suggestion.
Yeah, just like DM us.
Also,
just tell us.
In the future, I mean, you could also do this if you're ready, but we're not gonna start it yet. But in the future, do you got your own business? Something you want to promote? Let us know. Like, we're gonna
we'll
try
shout
and,
you out. We will
we're
plug
do
you
some shout
for
out.
Free.
If we ever get famous, yo, you're gonna have to pay for that shit. So do that shit now.
It's free, yes. Yeah, so
maybe
you,
people in the future will be listening to these old episodes and like they'll be like, oh my god, yo, that sounds so cool. And they're gonna give
check
you a follow,
your business,
check out your business.
Your music, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're just like an artist, whatever.
Yeah,
you
got a fucking song and you wanna give us like the credit, like to put it on here and just give us
we'll
the info.
We'll use
it like,
as
we'll
our
it
outro,
as our,
or intro,
yeah,
whatever you want. We need music
fuck
all
yeah
the time.
Like, we're just using random shit now. So, like, if you have stuff that you want and it just gets you out there, like, don't, like, literally email us
don't
anything.
Don't hesitate us. Yeah, literally just reach
I don't
out
care.
Yeah, so thank you for those who have reached out and have shared their stories yes with us. We look forward to more.
Yes.
And on that note,
this
we
is
are
fun. Yes. Boozed up bitches, and we boozy. That's
we are
for
very
sure
boozy, so we are signing off.
Yes, thanks for hanging out with me and Ange today. Gave you a little break from some guests. Not that we don't love our guests, we love them.
We also,
but
love
we
to
wanted
just
you
to ourselves
dive into like our world
yeah
a little because we're the face behind all this, and now you got to hear just a little bit from us personally. So hope you enjoyed it. It's finally coming out.
Woo!
And that's it. So
have
we'll
a good night
see you next
or day
week
or evening.
Bye.
Bye.